I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Cambodian-American artist Laura Mam and her band are setting out to revive the pre-war Cambodia music scene with a modern twist. Today, we hear from the young singer from the Bay Area, and she shares some of her musical inspirations. But first, as we are speaking now, Iran is back in the news. Last week, the UN Security Council approved a fourth round of sanctions against Tehran over its disputed nuclear program. But we want to go back a year to the presidential elections. Incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad retained power. In an authoritarian regime, that was not a surprise. But what was, to many outside Iran, and perhaps even within Iran, was the strength of the mass protests against the vote. There were days of protests, mass arrests, beatings, and killings. Much of it was captured by Iranians acting as citizen journalists who were determined to make sure the world saw, documenting events as they unfolded with cell phone cameras that they then uploaded to the internet. And that's how the world heard about a young woman named Neda. On June 20th of last year, Neda Aga Sultan was shot and killed during a demonstration. Cell phone cameras captured her dying moments, and the video went viral. Within hours, Neda became the symbol of opposition to the regime and the regime's ham-fisted efforts to remain in power. But who was she? Filmmaker Anthony Thomas decided to find out. His latest film, For Neda, which premieres on HBO tonight, tells her story and also the story of many young people in Iran. Also joining us is Iranian journalist Saeed Kamali Degan, who located Neda's family. These interviews he conducted are believed to be the first extensive comments the family members have made. And I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Anthony, I'm going to start with you. The film starts by showing other iconic photographs from Vietnam, from Beijing. Many people will be able to see these images in their mind's eye. And I wanted to ask you about starting with the image of Neda. It is heartbreaking. It's extremely disturbing. I wanted to ask why you decided to start the film this way.
Well, I think right up front of the film, we had to establish how significant this moment was. This is the, as one of the people said, the most powerful viral video of all time. And we had to begin right with that before we moved on to the next question, is how much do we really know about this person? Who was she? What was she fighting for?
It is a very personal film. And as you point out in the film, often, you know, journalism is equated with spying in Iran, and people speak out at risk to themselves. So I did want to ask why you felt it was important to get to that personal story.
The personal side was enormously important. And this is where we owe such a huge debt to Saeed. I searched long and high for somebody who would actually take on this extraordinarily dangerous project of going in to meet the family. And it was an awkward experience for me because I've been in war zones and all kinds of places in the past, and I've always shared those dangers with my crew. But here I was sending somebody in and not sharing that danger. And the second concern was the family themselves. They feel, and a lot of my Iranian friends endorse this, that by speaking openly, they are protecting themselves. The regime is very good at throwing anonymous people, unknown people, into prison and disposing of them. They're a little bit more cautious when it comes to people that have a really high profile.
But they are also famous for putting Iranian expatriates in prison. So, Saeed, this is a good time to ask you, why did you decide to take on this assignment?
Well, when I came back to London from Tehran in September before being involved with this film, I was feeling guilty that I'm living in London in safe and they are fighting with this regime. So when Anthony proposed that I should go to Iran and work with him in this story, I instantly said yes, because I was feeling that this is what I want to do.
Now, you describe in the film that you had actually a very emotional reaction when you met Neda's family for the first time. Will you tell us that story and tell us why do you think that was?
You know, Neda for me was this symbol of freedom. At that time, I was going to her house, her own house, so I could have some sympathy about her life, her personal life. And then suddenly I felt that I knew her for many years, so she was no more a stranger for me.
Anthony, the film has this interesting feel. On the one hand, it is an historical film. It describes a moment in time. And it's like a family movie, too,
yeah,
of a home video and, mm-hmm, you know, this young girl and what she liked to do. And there are a couple of stories that you tell them. And I wanted to ask if you would tell one of them about a friend of hers at the college that they were attending together and what the women have to go through before they are allowed to go to class. Would you just tell that story for a minute?
Yeah, this is a lovely insight into Neda's character. At all the entrances to universities, there are this little group of women who inspect you. And if you're a woman, you're not allowed to, your hair mustn't be showing, you're not allowed to wear lipstick. This friend of Neda's remembered going through this system with her, and the friend was wearing an outrageous coloured shoes, and she was very well made up. And so Neda just took her cause on, and she argued and argued with the women about her own appearance, and the friend, who was very dangerously dressed, just slipped in behind her. It was Neda's sort of sense of humour, her sense of bravery. She hated all these restrictions and always fought them.
Zane, how is her family doing in the wake of her death? I mean, obviously losing a child, losing a sibling is just devastating.
Well, I'm in regular contact with them, and the mother was a typical Iranian mother who was not into politics, or she's not still into politics very much, but her life has been changed now. And on a daily basis, whatever happens, whatever she has to do, deals with Neda. And this is the same with Neda's brother, Muhammad, who has not cut her hair, or he hasn't also shaved his beard. So all the family members, their life has been changed since Neda's death.
What about the number of people who were with her when she was killed? And I want to play a short clip from the young doctor who was right near her when she was killed. I just want to play a short clip from the documentary. Here it is.
And then we hear the blast. I turned back, looked at Neda, who was standing about a meter away from me, and I saw her looking up in astonishment, in surprise at the blood that was gushing out of her chest, and I ran towards her. From my impression, she was shut in her aorta. It's the major blood vessel coming out of the heart. No one could save her.
Anthony, how is he doing, and the other people who were with her?
The wonderful Arish Hejazi. These are the many side stories you can't tell in making a film like this, which is sort of very much centered on Neda. But Arish was a very, very celebrated publisher, and he'd never known Neda before then. And he had a choice to make. One was to go back into his business and carry on as if nothing had happened and say nothing. And the other was to come out and give witness to this to the world. And he did that, and he left everything behind him.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm with filmmaker Anthony Thomas and journalist Saeed Kamali Dega, and we're talking about their new film, For Neda. Neda was a young woman who became the face of the opposition movement in Iran. She was killed at a protest rally in Tehran last year. Their film debuts on HBO tonight. Anthony, though, you can't tell all the stories that arise from this, but you do tell many, and you tell not just of Neda's life, but the lives that many young people are leading in Iran, and just what many of us in the West would experience as oppression. I just want to play another clip from the movie. This is from the photojournalist Reza Degati, and he's talking about the lives of women in Iran.
The whole thing in their lives is that you should control yourself, and they cannot control themselves in front of a beauty. They want to kill it.
Yeah.
It does lead the question of why was Neda killed? Does anyone know who? Has anyone ever been held accountable? Why? Yeah,
well, this is an interesting story. The crowd got hold of this man who they were convinced shot her. So we know how she was killed. Now, the two things about her, one which Arish Hejazi is very clear about, is she was absolutely demonstrating. And the other aspect is the one that Reza talks about, which is that a girl who looks beautiful, stunning, attracts attention. I've spoken to a number of Iranians like this, and they tell me that anybody who is out of the norm seems to be zeroed in on by the regime. There's something about this psychology which doesn't like anyone to be out of the norm. And an exquisitely beautiful lady, a girl like Neda, obviously shouting, was somebody who was really attracting attention to herself.
But no one has ever been held accountable for this.
No one
death.
Has been held accountable at all now.
Can I ask you one question? And that is the whole question of, how can I put this, displaying the moment of this young woman's death. And I utterly credit your point that this was imagery taken by people around her for the purpose of letting the world know what had happened to her. But there are those who do wonder whether it is appropriate for us to again and again revisit the last days of this young woman's life. Speak to that, if you would.
Well, I think the people who should decide this are the family. And for a long time, the mother couldn't even look at those images. If she understands the need to do this, and the person who's dying is her own beloved daughter, if she understands, I think we have a right to do this for the sake of Neda and for the sake of the Iranian people.
Saeed, what do you say about that as a person who has been and is in close communication with the family? What about that?
Well, I agree with Anthony. And I talked to Neda's mother, and they were very, very happy with this film because they felt that it shows the real story of Neda's life and death. And they want the world to know Neda's story because it represents loss of other lives in Iran. It represents the current situation in Iran. So I think it's important for the world to see these pictures over and over. I don't think we should be shy to show it.
And I did want to ask, though, because you are both journalists, there are those, and we had the opportunity to speak during the course of the elections, to Iranians who support the regime. And they felt that a lot of the young people demonstrating were just troublemakers who didn't respect elected leaders. So I wanted to ask Saeeda particularly about that, since you are just back from Iran and spent some time there. What do you say to that?
You know, what I feel is that in Iran, you're not just battling with the Islamic Republic. You're literally battling with your own parents, because that was the generation which voted for Khomeini. And now the new generation don't want it. So I'm not surprised to see some other views on this, and there's people who are supporting the regime. But I think the majority of Iran, they've shown it already. They want to change.
Anthony, obviously, the film makes the point that Neda didn't die in vain. But
No. But
how do we know this?
Well, I don't think anything will be the same after this. I'm loath to prophesy, but I feel that this whole movement has found its voice, and I really do believe it's only a matter of time before everything changes.
Saeed, what do you think?
Well, I agree with Rudi Bakhtiar, who appears in the final moments of our film, and she says that it's the beginning of the end. So, and I'm very optimistic to the long future of Iran.
Why so?
The fact that we don't see protests anymore in the street, it doesn't mean that the grief movement have been defeated. We have an expression in Iran, we say it's the fire under the ashtray. So we don't see it, but we have it. There's a potential there. And thanks to stories like Neda's stories, Iran has been changed significantly since last year. So we don't have Mousavi as the president, but there has been a significant change.
Anthony, finally, what do you want people to take away from this film?
The very first thing I want is to create a respect for the people of Iran. I think my perception was in the West, we thought of them all as sort of 72 million kind of raving fanatics. I hope what the film has done is introduce the real Iranian people to the American public. On the other reverse side, I hope that it will give heart to the people inside Iran, just to know that we're still thinking of them, that we still know their struggle is still alive.
Anthony Thomas is a filmmaker. His latest film for Neda premieres tonight on HBO. He joined us from our studios in New York. Saeed Kamali Dega is an Iranian journalist. He joined us from London. Gentlemen, I thank you both so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.